Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. And don't forget, you can hear Dee every week on the Al Cole People of Distinction Network, compliments of Live 365 Radio. You can also find Dee on PWR Talk and Women's Radio. To join Dee now, call 646-915-9919. And now, here's Dee.
Personally powerful people out there. That's what's up now. Everything about your personal power. Anything and everything that might be in your way of really soaring into your personal power is what's up for everybody. So if February was a tough month for you, know that we're coming out of it. Don't run away from it. Don't bury it back down again. Say, come on in, let's have a drink. Let's talk about this because you're not running the show anymore. And as you will read in my e-blast on Monday, you know, the e-blast and the shows always dovetail, guys. So if you want all of the information coming from all angles, sometimes it starts on the show, sometimes it starts in the e-blast, put them all together. I want to talk about isolation for a moment. We've all felt isolated, and the way that most of us have express that in words is we've never felt like we belonged, which means we don't feel like we're a part of, which means we're isolated from the group. Isolation is an illusion. It's an illusion that takes us out of our power. And it's an illusion that we, of course, like everything, accept or deny. Many of you have experienced walking into a room at a party and feeling uncomfortable and feeling like you don't belong there and you don't know anybody. And how do you go about talking to anybody? And you don't even know where to start, how to approach people. That's a really great example of self-induced isolation. Because at the bottom of that is, oh my gosh, I'm isolated, I don't belong, and therefore you can't, well, you don't have the impetus to move forward and just be interested in the people that are there, to walk up, to talk to them, to go, hey, I'm Dee Wallace, I'm really interested in meeting you and knowing more about you, right? You can't even take that first step because even though you're in a room full of people, you feel like you're alone. So it comes from judgment. We're either judging them, and I addressed this in the last e-blast, we're either addressing them as better than us, more important than us, loftier than us, or we're judging them as not as good as us, under us, why the heck would I want to be a part of this group? They're not up to my standards, or don't believe in the same things I believe in. Okay, so judgment is the thing that makes us isolated. We feel on the inside like we're being judged, but in actuality, we're judging them, and it is true then that we're judging ourselves, because if we're judging somebody else as more than, we have to judge ourselves as less than, and vice versa. So that keeps us from participating, and any time we keep ourselves from participating, that means we're keeping ourselves from creating at the same time. And you have to participate in your own creation. You just have to participate in your own creation. To turn your creation over to somebody else even consciously, this is a true statement, yes, I'm checking myself here, is not participating in your own healing. So, for example, we just did a phenomenal 2 webinars with Susan Shadburn, and who is a medical intuitive who did scans on people and gave them some very valuable feedback as to where they might be stuck with miasms or imprints or any of that. And it's been very interesting for me to watch our community, because instantaneously in some of the people that I've spoken to afterwards, it's, oh, well, you know, I called Susan and she's going to do it for me. And that's not what we teach here. If you're going to go to a doctor, medical, spiritual, psychic, any kind of doctor, if you stand back and do not participate in your own healing, you don't get the full exponentiality of that healing. You have to participate in your own creation. And so we've got a vicious cycle here. We live in the illusion that we're isolated from judgment. That keeps us not participating in life, which keeps us expressing the feeling of isolation. So the big message today is get out and participate. If you really want to feel your personal power, get out and participate. Okay, I think we're going to go right to the calls. I do want to invite everybody. You know, my big May tour is coming up. And if you have not seen me in person, baby cakes, you haven't seen the best of D. So May 9th, I will be in Doylestown doing a seminar and 2 days of private. Then I move to the Open Center in New York. Please, guys, join me there. I would love to have a full room in New York. I cannot wait to get back to the Big Apple. It's one of my favorite places on earth. Then I move on to West Hartford, Connecticut, and then Andover, Massachusetts, and then Freeport, Maine. And I've never done anything like this before, so I'm excited, and I'm claiming full responsive expanding houses so that we can grow together. I also want to invite you quickly to my April program called Intense Focused Creation. Now, it's really interesting. I was talking to 2 other healers whom I admire, and we were kind of comparing notes about what was coming up in the consciousness right now. And they were saying that the programs they did around teaching people to really expand exponentially and find their personal power and live in their personal power and be their own creators were the least attended of everything they did. Now, don't you find that kind of interesting? Because, well, we're all going and searching and ordering and taking lessons and everything on exactly how to do that. But within, you see, within ourselves, oh, they're tying this together now. We are in the illusion that we are isolated from the one energy. We're not part of the one energy. And therefore, we don't move to do the things for ourselves that will absolutely push us over that line of self-creation into truly personal power, knowing that I am the God of me. I am the God of me, or I don't know and I can never be the God of me, is the biggest core belief holding all of us back right now. And so that's what this program is all about. It's the whole month of May, from Monday through Friday, every week. I will be with you the entire day. We'll get together for a webinar, talk over the challenges, talk over what happened the day before, after after we had gotten together. I will be available to you all day long, with, promising to get back to you within 2 hours. Over the email, over text messaging, on the phone. Anyway, responses within 2 hours. You'll get a 30-minute private with me, the 21-day gratitude of self-love program, which just ask Darren Hayes. He thinks that it's worth the whole kit and caboodle right there. And this new 6-week on-camera training session on focus, fun, and fruition, how to hold your focus. If you can't hold your focus, you're not going to create. And a new harmony meditation that I've done. So check this out. It's called Intense Focus Creation. It's on the website. If you need payment programs, there are several people that have just come forward and we've arranged that with. And our next webinar, I'm excited about this because this is what's up for everybody, self, safety, and security. Mark your calendars. It's going to be March 26th. It is not posted yet, but this is going to be a big one. I just want to look at all our fears, balance them, conquer them. Whoa, there's that word, and they gave it to me, conquer them, conquer our fears. That's interesting. I want to look at, well, they're saying it'll come in on the show. Okay, so because we've been told we don't conquer anymore, but maybe the only, yes, this is what I'm hearing, the only last thing to really conquer and the only thing there has ever been to conquer is ourself. So it will be called Self, Safety, and Security. You have to know you're safe and secure in the world, guys. You do that from letting go of your judgment, which keeps you in isolation and goes back into the circle. Okay, now I can go to the calls. All right, Susan, we're going to start with you today. How are you, sweetheart?
Well, my body doesn't feel real swift. It's still detoxing, although it feels like it's not. It feels like it's not, you know, like it's a cold. But
well, now,
that,
hold on a minute. You're breaking up, but you just said the opposite things in one sentence. Don't feel well because my body's detoxing, although it isn't.
Well, I said my body doesn't feel well because it's detoxing. It just doesn't feel like, it feels like it has a cold. It feels sick.
Yeah, but when I ask you that, when I ask that you have a cold, I get a no.
Right, it's detoxing, so it feels crappy. Physically, but
okay. Well, I want to look at that.
Okay.
You see, now back to taking your participation. When I say you have directed it to feel awesome while it's detoxing, I get a no. So, did you just accept that it has to feel crummy?
Yeah, I guess I have.
And who gave you that suggestion?
I guess I just, I don't know, I guess.
Well, I think it's a prevalent accepted belief that when you detox, you have crummy symptoms.
Yeah.
Okay.
Symptomatic.
Right. And I believe that that probably was even mentioned on the webinar, Susan.
Right, exactly.
Okay. So you were afraid to say that, so I'll say that for you. And what I am saying to all of you is no matter whom you are working with, they are not the God of you. So,
right.
So a lot of us, I mean, sometimes I'll say something on this show and I'll get an email from one of you guys going, you know, this is what you said, Dee, and I want to remind you, you're the God of you. And I love it because you're keeping me on the straight and narrow, and that is exactly why I'm doing this April program, because we slip and we slide and we forget, you know, somebody that's supposed to know and have the information has the information, but we're all human, so we've got limiting beliefs too. And the more that we can help each other really look at those straight on, the more exponentially we break into our personal power, and the collective does too. So I would like everybody to come forward here, because we are detoxing a lot as a community. Susan and I were astounded to see and find out how much energy was actually shifted and balanced and started to detox after the webinar, just in the work that we did there. And I want to tell you, when this work started, it was actually a part of the testing process that we said, this is going to take like blah, blah weeks or whatever, months, and we're not supposed to do any other work, no other testing or anything while this is going on, because it will put us in overload. Those beliefs have been handled now. And those beliefs have been handled so we don't have to be that sensitive to it. Okay?
Okay. So
I've been
going in and just kind of actually sort of meditating myself into like just ignoring it and doing, you know, just...
No, I don't want you to ignore it. I don't want you to ignore anything, Susan.
Kind of like working myself through it, saying, okay, this is just detox. Don't worry about it. It's passing, and it's okay. Instead of like, oh, my goodness, you know, this is really bad. Just like saying, okay, it's fine, and just going through it.
Okay, good.
Saying, okay,
but I don't, I really want to address this ignoring and pushing it down, because that's literally what creates miasms in the first place. Diseases that we've pushed down, like, you know, TB and stuff like that. And I happened to ask Susan, is it possible that we are creating cancer miasms right now? And we both got a yes, because we're not dealing with the cause of cancer.
Oh.
Right? We're dealing with the results, and we're holding it at bay, but that's really what creates miasms around things like that. AIDS also. So don't ever push it down. Say, come on in. I'm going to look you straight in the eyeball. Sit down. Let's have a beer and talk about this.
Oh, one of the things that I remember, because I wanted to bring this on Monday when I didn't get in, is because you were talking about like Alzheimer's and stuff, and one of the things that was prevalent in my family, my mom died, she had dementia. My grandmother had Parkinson's disease. They both died of that. And my son was like, Alzheimer's, you know, might be setting in. And every time somebody mentions that, I'm like, well, you know, I've seen what this does to them, and I saw, you know, what symptoms were on. Says, no way, I'm not getting this. And I have just decided,
okay, so I want to know what you're getting then. What are you creating? I know you're not getting Alzheimer's, but what are you directing yourself to create?
I am creating myself to just fall asleep in my bed, and that's it.
No. Okay.
That's fine.
That's fine. But what I want to know is, if you don't want Alzheimer's, which is confusion, which is mental confusion.
Clarity.
And for
clarity.
Right. You want... you know, I
the
am
opposite,
clarity.
Clarity,
and I am clear memory. I am clear
memory,
thinking.
And with my grandmother, she had the shakes and stuff. I'm going to be stable. I am stable. I'm, you know,
yeah,
just the opposite of those things.
Well, okay.
That is what
I'm
creating.
I had to really bring you back to that focus.
Yeah.
And I want
you
guys to start bringing yourself back. Thank you for calling in, sweetheart.
One more question, please.
Okay.
I've been sending you emails, and I don't know if you've been getting them, because I've asked you about like the program and stuff, and I haven't gotten any responses back from you at all.
I sent a response back to you personally. So check
I
your spam folder.
All right, I will.
Okay. Because I did it myself, Susan, a few days ago. I just said, hang on.
Okay, because I haven't seen. I'll look again.
Okay.
All right, thanks.
Thanks, darling.
All right.
Yeah. Happy to. You know, I got up this morning and three beautiful more people have come on board, so we're gonna have a good time. Hi, Steve. What's up?
Hey. Well, a couple of wins, big wins, and then a little confusion. You said that every miracle is important, so here it is. I thought I lost a pair of sunglasses I wanted to replace, and I did. I sent from my heart. Sounds silly when I say it, but it worked, for a pair of great shades. I walked into a thrift shop, and I found a pair of Oliver Peoples shades, really great condition, for $10, which is like unheard of. And I just got my new lease on my rent stabilized apartment, which is a New York Oscar. And I had an audition for a movie for a guy who was dying of cancer, and all I did to prepare for it really was listen to the Thursday call on cancer.
Oh.
I thought I gave a great audition.
Well, you know, Steve. I mean, I get that you did, but you know, we all know after being in the business this long, and we all know when we're fooling ourselves, and you know, there's that little part of doubt instead of just knowing, and we all know where that lies. So so you got your lease on the apartment and everything. That's all taken care of?
Yep, and great pair of shades for $10.
Well, that apartment thing, I want to remind you how scared to death you were of that.
That is true. So I just kept on meditating at light and meditating to it. And that really did overtake the fear. If you do it enough, you're right. You really have to work at this stuff. It is not a walk in the park. You have to
hold focus. And that's what meditation and getting calm and all of that, it helps you to hold your focus. If you want, you know, this program, this focus program, video program that I've done really takes you step by step. But if you want to start practice holding your focus, use the red dot. I was doing a private with somebody yesterday, and they had ordered the program from, I think it was Jennifer McLean. And she said, you know, Dee, you say up front, you're going to think this is stupid and ridiculous. And I went, yeah, I think this is stupid and ridiculous, but I paid this money for it. So I'm going. She said, it's one of the most amazing exercises I've ever done. It's just shifted everything. I'm just able to move into love and hold myself there more than I've ever been able to do it before. And that's what you're talking about. But you can't do it, you see, when you go into fear. And what puts you into fear? Judgment. Oh,
right.
My God, I'm going to get screwed over again by them. Right?
Yeah, they were really nice. I went up yesterday and I said, I know that you're not going to give me this. You're part of the signed copy now. But God, just make a copy and say that you received mine. So it's locked in. Everybody was really sweet. It took 2 seconds. I mean, there is the light is stronger than the fear. It really is.
Oh, you bet, guys. And it's ever so much fun to play with.
So
it's a lot more fun to play with than the fear. Right.
In line with that, in line with what Susan said, I love the call with you and Susan. I thought it was, like I said, the Pulitzer Prize of webinars. But I'm detoxing. A lot of the stuff I'm feeling, you know, I've been feeling good and bad at the same time. I mean,
yes, and that can be a description of it. So just keep consistently holding the focus on balance. And one of the things when I get challenged this way is I just stop when I'm feeling in it, and I say out loud, my I am presence is the most powerful presence on this earth. I demand that my energy come back into balance, and whatever is holding it out of balance must be released now. I don't have to know what it is. I only hold my focus on the balance. Do you understand?
Yes, oh no,
and
I understand.
It can be a challenge. It can be. And any athlete will tell you, once they meet their challenge, then they're free. Okay?
Yeah.
Thanks for calling in,
no,
sweetheart.
No, I understand. I mean, a couple of other, like, I auditioned for my teacher's master class. I'm in his advanced class, and I didn't get in, which shocked me because he kept on asking me to audition. Then I got an email saying, we love your work. It's amazing. Your audition was amazing. And I went, it's amazing? And I didn't get in? You know what I'm talking. You're an actor. You know what I'm talking about.
Okay, Steve?
Yeah?
I want to ask you right now, how are you judging the master class?
Well, you know, part of me says it's really convenient to be in the advanced class because I can just drop in, do my scene, and split. So that may have been the barrier from getting in. I mean, it might not have been my work.
Honey, it very rarely is your work. Your work is how much you're allowing yourself to come forward. When I say Steve thinks he's a master, I get a no.
Oh. Oh, okay.
So you see, this is exactly what I'm talking about. You have to isolate yourself from a master class if you don't think you're a master. So you're judging them as better than you. Know that you're the master that you are, Steve.
Let's claim that since we're here.
Okay, I am the master of me. I am a master of all because I am the master of the creation of me. And so it is.
Wow. And so it is.
Yeah. I'm glad we hung in there to get that piece. Thank you, darling.
Thank you. Thank you, sweetheart. I love you.
I love you, too. Wow. That was a perfect example, guys, of what we're talking about here. Let's get another guy in here. Brian, what's going on?
Hey, good morning, Dee. How are you?
Good, sweetheart. What's up?
Good, good. I just wanted to share something. I had a pretty cool experience this morning. I was doing some meditating spiritual mind treatment and started it with claiming I am divine love, and then a few other words came to me, probably in relation to some of the things we've been talking about here. First one was, I am divine power, I am divine peace, and I am divine happiness.
Wow, what a nice combo. I like that cocktail.
Wasn't that great?
That's a power cocktail there.
Exactly. Exactly. I thought that was pretty cool.
And I want to remind everybody, and they're underlining this for you, Brian, that when you are personally powerful in a divine way, you are powerful with grace.
Yes.
So power, the more power you have, the more positive it is.
Yes.
You understand?
It definitely feels that way. Absolutely.
And we've termed it before the grace of power. Okay, go ahead, sweetheart.
Now, on the flip side, another issue that I've been dealing with, and perhaps this claim is helping me get to the root of the situation.
It is.
of course, it is. On a physical level, in the past, I've been watching my blood sugar, and I'm pretty much got that under control. I'm no longer on medication and whatnot, and watching my diet, making sure I'm exercising. I have noticed lately that I've been having some sensitivity to cold, especially in my toes. Of course, the first thing I think of is, okay, cold feet. We all know what that is supposed to represent. So I'm trying to see if there's something under there that I need to deal with that I can't quite grasp. As far as fears go.
We're going here. Hold on. They told me to pick up the body book immediately.
Okay.
So funny, because as I was having my coffee this morning, they said, get the body book. I said, I never use a body book on the shows. Get the body book.
There we go.
Here. Wow, this doesn't resonate for me with you, but this is where we're going around the blood sugar.
Mm-hmm.
They are afraid of their anger, and they feel that they can't handle it, so they stuff it.
Interesting. No, that actually makes perfect sense with me.
Yeah?
It's an issue that I've dealt with and continue to deal with and have been,
what are you angry
about? Doing very well with it lately, but...
What are you angry about?
Um,
what's the core of the anger? I'm going right to your mother.
Shocker there.
No, why are you angry at your mom?
I'm not angry at my mom.
No,
per se.
Goes right to no. Sorry.
Okay, all right.
This is the little boy. This is the little boy, Brian. Why is your little boy, Brian, angry at mommy?
Because in my eyes, maybe she has never lived up to all I thought she could be.
Oh.
Or should be.
Uh-huh. Who has? Can you tell me? You haven't even lived up to your own.
Of course not. Which,
okay.
Of course, you know, turns the anger into the fear, which,
well,
you know.
It's judgment.
Yeah.
Look, anger and fear are secondary emotions.
Absolutely.
I mean, well, no, anger is a secondary emotion. Underneath, it's either fear or grief.
Yep.
And underneath this, it's both for you.
Okay.
You're grieving that she wasn't what you wanted, and you're in fear that you're not going to be either.
Absolutely, yeah.
So really what your mom's representing, what the anger is about, is I'm enough.
Okay.
And that is the biggest thing in the way of you really living your personal power right now.
Okay.
So quit judging your mom, quit judging yourself.
Yep.
Accept that everybody's on the journey that they're supposed to be, and learn the lesson. The quicker you learn the lesson, the freer you are.
Okay, well, that makes all the sense in the
world. So for all of us, it makes sense. We're claiming the new statement, I am divine love. Good, that's all balanced. Now you've got to hold your focus on it.
Excellent.
You know, I release all my anger that comes from any judgment I have toward anybody or anything. So it is.
So it is. Quick question about judgment. It's funny they brought this up because I've been thinking about this for a while. They say, you know, obviously you're not supposed to hold something judgment, but is there any concern with judging in the favor of good over judging in the favor
no.
of bad?
Okay. No, because you're still putting something ahead of you, bigger than you, better than you, or somebody else. All there is creativity and creation.
Okay.
Okay. Now, are some people, is Steven Spielberg more creative in his creation than Joe Blow, who's doing the fifth Zombie from Hell movie? When I ask that question, I get a no. But in our assessment from our judgment, it's a yes. Not in the eyes of the one energy, though.
Yeah.
Everything
just done it
is
in a
creation.
Different way. Right.
So you get to create. You get to create working with anybody you're called to create working with. Okay?
Yes.
But
absolutely.
That's your creation.
Okay.
You can go to Spielberg. You can go to Zombie Killer Number 5 director.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Thank you.
And that is what they're... They want to make this last point. That's what they're talking about, participating. And most people think waiting is participating, Brian.
Right.
Waiting is non-participation by the choice of not doing anything, which is creation also. Do you understand?
I think so, but is creation perhaps not in a certain time frame, whereas it could be in a different time frame?
No, and that's a belief system.
Okay.
So if you want to create, the only creation that happens is right now. It
okay.
may be delivered to you at a later date, but you create it right now, and you've got to keep and hold your focus on the creation in that energy now.
I see.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Dee.
Wow, we're getting some good information here, you guys. Good clarity. Carmen, baby, what's up?
Hey, how are you?
I'm awesome, thank you. I'm much better. I feel pretty healed from Savannah.
Wow.
Although I still come in the house and start talking to her.
Well, sure.
But
she's listening. She's there.
Got my balance back. What's up with you, baby?
Well, I was doing some personal work yesterday, and not to flog a dead horse, but there was an interesting part of some of the things that we talked about regarding being a creator. And what came up was being on an audacious creator can sometimes feel like you're putting yourself up to be crucified. But what actually, when I look deeper into crucified, when you look at the representation, it's more of a being shamed, right? So it's not so much that you'll die, but there's this public shaming that feels like it's death. So I want some clarity.
Well, and even at more at the core of it, you see, Christ was judged as someone who was better than the government, and therefore the government went into fear, and that's why they crucified him.
Exactly. And then, so to that point exactly, he was misunderstood. And I think there's a fear there.
He wasn't misunderstood. The channel is saying they totally got his power.
Okay.
So his power was very well understood. And that is the biggest fear. Again, if I move into my personal power, I'm going to be beheaded. I'm going to be burned at the stake. I'll be crucified, right? All that stuff. But basically, if we really want to look at the Christ story, it's like, okay, I did this for you, so you don't have to crucify yourselves anymore. Go be in power.
Okay.
But we, being the victims that we are wont to be, keep going, oh, well, see, they're going to crucify me too. So I better not move into my power, right?
Yeah. So playing small and playing it safe is kind of...
crucifying yourself.
Thank you.
Yep.
Over
and over
again.
Crucifying yourself. You're sabotaging the God of you by playing small. Unless...
I heard that.
Unless playing small makes you happy and content and holds your life in balance and you really like to be there. You see, there's no blanket better or worse or right or wrong for people. Every single one of us has to go within and say, wow, what does this feel like for me?
Mm-hmm.
For me. What's right for me? I had a caller on Jennifer's call yesterday, and she said they wanted to give her, put her into the next higher position with bigger pay. And I'm going to try and act her voice here for all of you. So should I do it? Well, I said, look, I can tell you by the vibration in your voice, you don't want to do this. And she went, oh, my God, Dee, I don't. I'm so happy where I am. You know, I don't have a lot of pressure on me, and I'm happy doing, you know, what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Well, so for her, that line was going to be crossed going into this other job. And that's why if you're going to exercise your personal power and move out, you must hold yourself and feel the balance around where you're moving into. And if you start to go into overwhelm, and we did a great webinar on overwhelm last year. If you start
on that.
Going into overwhelm, then it starts kind of being sabotaged because you're judging yourself as not enough to do it. So just remember, the greater energy you take on, you are also the energy that creates the balance within that. The world doesn't put you into overwhelm. You put yourself into overwhelm. So bottom line, well, they're telling me to go to a core belief here.
Okay.
Hang on.
Yeah, because I had my sheets here. I had a feeling when we were going to go there.
Here. Okay. She's referring to the 20 years of channeled information sheets that we work with. You can get them in the Balance program at IMD Wallace. I get emails every show.
Yep.
Here, 17 through 20. Anyway, okay. So basically, I'll never be good enough, so I leave. And that's what creates the overwhelm. So I'm almost there. I'm almost creating. I'm always getting everything I want. Oh, my God. I'll never be good enough to handle all this, to keep creating all this, to see it through in the first place. So I'm going to just leave in some way. And that way always comes back to leaving ourselves and our power. You got it?
I think that, yeah, that totally resonates.
So we're kind of high in divine love around all that.
Yes. That's why I'm so looking forward to April and your program, because I think that is key. You know, we do a call on a Monday or Wednesday, and we get the answer that we need for the moment. But to me, the key is being consistent with it, and that's why I'm so excited about your program, and thank you so much for creating it for all of us. I'm signed up and ready to go.
I know you are, baby, and I'm really anxious and excited to work with you. Carmen, so anxious in a good way, and an excited, ooh, whoopee, look at what we're going to do.
What are we going to make? I know.
Thanks for calling, honey. That was great discernment. Wow, you guys, I am loving this freaking show. We are having such good information come out here. Lee in Nebraska, you're on, babe.
Hi, Dee. How are you doing?
I'm good, darling. How are you?
I'm good, too. My question is regarding my son, as always. It seemed to me like everything that you've said so far in the show related to him. Pretty much everything.
And you.
And me. Oh, good. Well, we're
honey,
matching there.
Always go back to you. Don't go to him. Go to you. Because whatever's up for him is up for you. That's why you're seeing it. May be playing out the opposite ends of what the issue is. So in one sentence, what's the issue with him?
Well, it's these things that are coming out of his skin that don't ever stop. And so,
be a little bit more specific. Are we talking about acne? What are we talking about?
It's almost like a boil. It comes to a head. And they pop up all over the place.
Okay, Neil, they're taking me back to the body book, but keep talking.
It seems like it gets better and then it gets worse again, and we think it's, you know, related to this anger thing that he's got going on, but we can't really seem to resolve that. And so, you know, when you were talking about isolation and participation and all that stuff, I thought, okay, yeah, I definitely get that he doesn't feel like he wants to participate. He wants somebody to do it for him.
Uh-huh.
In terms, even though he knows he can heal this, he doesn't, he feels like it's
too
much work.
Well, that means if we know we can heal something and we don't, then we don't want to.
Yeah.
So I want to talk about, am I going anywhere else? I want to talk about the family. Okay. What I'm getting is that this is genetic. Now, remember, according to my channel, genetic is an idea or a thought that we've all come together to agree on.
Uh-huh.
So somewhere there is an idea, a belief, a thought that the entire family has accepted. This is interesting. I don't know that I've ever seen this. It's usually on one side. But your husband's family accepted this, your immediate family accepted this, and now it's come together in your combined family.
Uh-huh.
This, the words are depriving and undermining family.
Wow.
Yeah, so... actually, Lee, they're telling me that this is a much more in-depth subject. You and I need to spend more time on this than the show.
Well, that's what I was thinking. I was wondering if I should have him see Susan Shadburn, and then you know, what you said about that was, but we have to do it for ourselves. We can't expect Susan to do it for us. And I thought, okay, so maybe that's not
the
way to go.
What I'm talking about is, you know, honey, if we have cancer, we go to doctors for help. But I don't want you all to just turn your healing over to a doctor. You have to participate in your healing, in your direction of energy, and
yeah,
your
absolutely.
Loving yourself and all the things that cancer represents, right?
Absolutely.
So
yes.
There is, I get that Susan could help him, but he has to want to help himself first.
Yeah.
So,
should I set up a private? I mean, should I do it for me or for him?
Hold on a minute. I'm getting both. Him with me, no. You with me, yes. First of all, let me ask you: are you financially able to take any steps around this?
Somewhat. At the current time, somewhat, yes.
Oh, okay. Well, Lee, whatever's fair for you, I'm just being told I need to do this with you. So I will create doing this. I can't do it this weekend because I'm leaving right after the show to get on a plane. I'll be back Sunday night. So you need to email me,
okay,
and set something up with Joni. And you financially take care of your integrity, whatever it is you want to take care of. But I'm being told I am supposed to do something here because I can help him help himself. Sorry, I have to wait for the words. I can help him help himself open up to his own healing.
Great.
Now,
good.
This goes back generations and generations and generations.
Wow.
And
see, I was wondering if there was something more to it because we can't seem to resolve it.
Well, don't keep saying that.
Okay.
Because every time you say that, you give yourself a direction to create that.
Okay.
So every time you say, I can't seem to solve it, you are saying, I am the God of me that can't solve it. Do you understand?
Yes.
Okay. We are solving it. Right now, we are solving it. And that's what you have to claim. That's what he has to claim. Now, there's a big part of it around, and I want you to write this down and tell me to go back to Boyle's, and because what I'm getting right now is depriving and undermining family. When I say this is his, I get a no. But by God, he's taken this on to bring this to, oh, my God, now they're showing me Savannah. So, I got chills all over my body. He's taking this on to bring it to the attention of all of you so that you can release this. And from here on out, the family does not have to share this genetic belief.
Okay.
That's the core of it all. But we still need to, you and I need to sit down. I just don't have enough time on the show. And I don't want to rush the answers. But you've got what I just told you there. Write it down before you forget it and bring it back in when we work together. Okay, honey?
Okay. And the email address is?
Is D at IMD Wallace. Just go to the website and email me through there.
Okay.
Okay.
Will do. Thank you very much, Dee.
You bet, sweetheart. We'll get to it. We are getting to it right now. Goodbye.
We are solving it.
Yes, we are.
Thank you.
You bet. And Carrie in Ohio. Hi, honey. You're on.
Hi, Miss Dee.
Hi, baby. What's up?
I was just in this wonderment space. If you could look with me at any, if there's ancestral things or...
Well, tell me what the challenge is first, honey.
Well, the specific one that I'm really, really focused on resolving is a sinus issue that I'm not sure if it's ancestral or I've been in accidents that have just exasperated it to the point where.
Yeah, because I say it's a cold or it's a sinus infection, I get a no. I'm not a doctor, guys. But energetically, that's not what the cause is of it. So they're taking me to the sheets. First sheet, 1 through 5. Well, perfect. It's about your power. And accidents and anything with your car is I'm trying to get there. I think I want to get there, but part
it
of me is...
It wasn't a car, Dee, to interrupt. It was actually a horse.
Okay. They're saying the same thing. It's a... I know you're not using it as a mode of transportation particularly, but correct me if I'm wrong. Whatever you were doing with the horse created the feeling of personal power for you.
That's interesting. Yeah, maybe.
Okay. All right. Well, I know
I
whenever...
I was actually not riding the horse. It's a crazy accident that I've been recovering from for 6 years.
I don't want you to focus on the accident.
Okay,
I want you to focus on the feeling and what experience that horse gave you. And I'm getting it's about power.
Yeah, that's fascinating. That is truly fascinating.
So all of this, your sinus and all of it, has to do with your fear of moving into power and being powerful. So I'm going right to your mother. What was your mother's message about being powerful when you were little?
It was so detached.
Okay, so detached. She was detached from you?
Yeah, I mean, it was just...
So you were isolated?
Yes.
Okay, and you're still in judgment for your mother about that, but the message was, if you're powerful, I don't love you. That's the highest message you got when you were little. Can you tell me if that resonates with you?
I would have never thought that, and yet I can feel that is truth.
Okay. So
wow.
That little girl in you...
Say that again, Dee, because I need to hear that one more
if
time.
If you're powerful, I won't love you. And I can't tell you how many of us were given, just about everybody, is in somehow given that... we call it social programming. And it's up to our parents, you know, to make us good little girls and boys, so we'll be liked and successful in the world. But what we get is, I have to be a certain way or mommy doesn't love me. And that certain way for most of us, sweetheart, is giving up our power. Don't talk back to me. Don't say how you feel. You know, stop jumping on the bed in your joy, whatever it was. Oh, sweet thing. This is a beautiful release for you, Carrie, to be able to acknowledge this, honey.
Can you say that belief one more time? It's so it.
The belief is, if I'm powerful, you won't love me. And I want you to know that your mommy did the best she could. All our mommies were taught, don't let your children be too powerful. They will not make it in this world.
I still can't even remember what you're saying. Just say it one more time.
Well, you take a breath and come into your body now. Okay? Because this is all good. Don't look at this as some big victim thing now.
Oh, no.
Okay.
This is liberating, Dee.
Good.
I've been working so hard for so long, and thank you. Thank you.
If I'm powerful,
yes,
I am not loved. If I'm powerful, you won't love me, Mommy. That's what you put together as a little girl, as we all did.
Holy shit. That's so it.
For all of us, baby.
Wow.
You just served thousands and thousands of people that are going to hear the show.
Thank you, Jesus.
So let's all come together here and claim for, you know, wrap your arms around your little girl or boy. and say, you're safe here now. The more powerful we are, the more we love ourselves, and the more we are loved in this world. And I'm going to safely take you through this so that we can explore our personal power together. And so it is. I am divine love, which protects me in this journey. And so it is. All right, sweetheart, are you okay?
God bless you, Dee Wallace.
Well, God bless
you. Thank
you.
Holy
shit.
That
one on.
This is the year of the horse, and watch my power move forward.
I love it. I love it, Carrie. Thank you so much, darling.
God,
be well.
Thank you, Dee. You too. God bless you. Bye.
You too. I'm so sorry if I did not get to your call, but, wow, we just had to hang with people today. There was just some amazing, amazing information that came in. Okay, this week, this is your honor, your blessing, your duty, and your choice. I am my personal power. And what do we have to do to really experience that? Love ourselves. So go love yourselves, guys, because you know that's what it's all about. I'll see you on Monday.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And don't forget, you can hear Dee every week on the Al Cole People of Distinction Network, compliments of Live 365 Radio, and on PWR Talk and Women's Radio. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.